Welcome. So our theme this week is laughter, joy, lighten the mood. And yesterday I had one of my biggest speeches ever. It was a speech to 400 people at this financial event in Northern California. And before I go on stage to deliver a speech, I like to do this energy practice where I hold my arms out to the sides and I sort of shake them back and forth. It's a way to get centered and calm. But it's a little bit strange if you see me doing it, and I certainly did not want anyone in the crowd to see me doing it. So I found this far back corner of the room, nobody was looking in my direction, and I start doing this energy practice. There's a bar sort of close to me, and this one guy meanders over to the bar and gets a drink. I did not think he saw me, but then he walks over to me and he says, "I wish my wife saw you doing that thing you were doing, then she wouldn't think I was the only crazy person who does that stuff." So I got caught being weird, and I'm not sure if that's funny to you, but that's okay. Half the battle is being able to laugh at yourself. So yesterday, the guy who spoke before me at this event, his name was Scott Cooper. He's the managing partner in this huge VC firm that was the first investor in Instagram. Not to mention a very early investor in Facebook and Airbnb and lots of other legendary companies. So you can imagine the juice this guy Scott Cooper brought to the event. And I was the last speaker at the event. I brought a completely different package than Scott Cooper. I was the happiness meditation storyteller guy. And I'll be honest with you, I felt even better about my role in this event because someone caught me red-handed doing that weird thing with my arms. There was a time in life where I was trying to be someone that would be interesting to Scott Cooper, but that was a terribly uncomfortable time in life, and it feels so much better now to be at peace, to trust the journey, to get on stage and be able to tell my story, which is not about being wealthy or famous. It's just a story about my life. So let's come back to that. This is what I really want to talk to you about today. On the flight up to the event, I watched this movie. It's called Yesterday. Have you seen it? It didn't get such great reviews, but I really loved the movie. It's the story of an everyday dude who's living in small town England. The dude plays guitar and he goes to different tiny little bars and he plays Beatles songs. Small town England. And this dude gets in an accident and he comes to from this car accident, and he wakes up in a world where no one has ever heard of the Beatles. So this dude starts performing Beatles songs, but people think they are his original songs. And in a matter of a few months, this everyday dude becomes the world's most famous singer-songwriter. He becomes a global phenomenon on par with Lady Gaga. He's credited with writing and performing Hey Jude, All You Need Is Love, Here Comes Sunshine, etc. But the global fame crushes his spirit, and the girl he always loved in his little town back in England, she starts dating one of his friends, and despite his soaring fame, this dude is heartbroken. So there's a little plot twist at the end. In this world where no one has ever heard of the Beatles, John Lennon is very much alive. He's 78 years old, living a very simple life in rural England. Since he never wrote any Beatles songs, because there was no Beatles in this parallel universe, John Lennon is totally alive and happy, doing art, sailing. He's got a woman that he fought for and loved. And this alternate elder, John Lennon, his advice, if you want a good life, it's not complicated. Tell the girl you love that you love her. Tell the truth to everyone when you can. And the point of all this, sometimes the things we think we want might actually crush our spirit. You have to wonder if John Lennon would have traded all his fame and fortune for the right to survive and just live a simple life. One of the most liberating, healing things that you can do is shake free from those parts of your life which are not natural. As Ice Cube said, quote, "Everybody that wants to be successful should always be careful of what you wish for. A lot of artists and entrepreneurs want to put the genie back in the bottle and wish they could go back to being what they were. To shake off, to laugh off what's not natural to you. I've shared with some of you the Chinese proverb, tension is who you think you should be. Relaxation is being who you are. Even simpler than that, something we practice in meditation, just to be. The Sanskrit words, soham, it means I am. Soham, I am, light and free. Soham, I am, without worries. Soham, I am, love and light. Take a moment to get a little more comfortable. Settle in, shake off your tension. Take a few deep breaths. For a few minutes, I will leave you to relax, to breathe, to meditate. If your attention wanders, soham, soham, soham. Thank you. coming back to the moment. Who are you in your most honest, true, raw state? What if today you could finally shake free of those parts of yourself that just don't fit? To shake off, to laugh off what's not natural, or something that we practice in meditation, just to be. So hum, I am free. So hum, I am without worries. So hum, I am love and light. See you tomorrow. Peace.
When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. Let it be, let it be, let it be, let it be. Whisper words of wisdom, let it be. And when the broken-hearted people living in the world agree, there will be an answer, let it be. For though they may be parted, there is still a chance that they will see. There will be an answer, let it be. Sound of music, Mother Mary.